Welcome back to my podcast. Today I have the pleasure of interviewing Bella Reagan. I got to meet Bella through Free my freshman year. I think the first time I met her was, I think I drove her back from flowball practice one time, and that was like my first interaction. And then I guess it just stuck. So Bella, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. Crazy how long it's been since that one car you blasted Taylor Swift the entire time on. So not much has changed, but a lot has at the same time.
That's very true. I forgot, you're not like the biggest Taylor Swift fan, right? You're like fan of other artists.
No, I like her, but you know, I listen to a lot of other people too, but I'll always be a Swiftie at heart, you know?
Have you gotten the chance to listen to her new album yet?
I have, not a lot of it, but I have listened to it a little bit. Like, it was just on shuffle. No, she can do it all. She doesn't have one genre, so I respect her for that.
Yeah, I completely agree. We'll get into that later, but how are you doing? How are you, like, doing since, you know, school ended and everything?
Yeah, no, I've been good. It's definitely, like, weird with, of course, COVID, you know, but yeah, so I've been trying to be good. It's funny, no plans have stuck longer than like 2 weeks. Everything kind of just changes. So I don't really know what I'm going to do this break. Like, it's already changed multiple times, but it's been good so far. I quarantined and got tested a ton last week so I could go visit my great aunts and my grandma. And so that was a blast. It's the great aunt I lived with a couple summers ago. So I just did that this weekend, and that was really fun.
Yeah, it's just like we have so long of a winter break compared to previous years. Yeah. It's just going to be really weird to see. Like, I don't really have any plans until maybe January, and even those are like up in the air right now. We're not sure if we're going to follow through.
Yeah, no, it's a little tough because like you want to spend time with people, but you're also trying to be cautious and be safe about it. So definitely kind of just taking it day by day. Trying to spend time with my siblings, you know, senior year. This is the last, like I graduate in May, so this is like my last break. So it's kind of crazy. Trying to enjoy the like having nothing to do before I don't get another break like this ever again. So, yeah.
Yeah, you have a lot of siblings, right? Like probably four or five more.
I'm the middle of five, so I've got two older sisters and then a younger brother and a youngest sister.
Have your oldest sisters been able to come back during the break, or are they just too far away?
Yeah, so I'm actually the farthest one from home. So they're both in Austin, where my parents are, and my two younger siblings are back in Austin. So I'm the farthest away, like 2.5 hours in College Station, and then, you know, will be once I graduate too. So
yeah,
they're always here.
So like full time, do you have a role already locked up, or are you still looking for that?
Yeah, I'm going back to the company I interned for last summer, and so I'll be working for them in Chicago once I graduate. So it's gonna be a little bit different, but I'm excited. Kind of unknown, so it's exciting.
They're like the same company that flew you out there for your interview, right?
Yeah, so when I interviewed for the internship, I went up there and it was awesome, and then it ended up getting moved virtually, but it was still really good, and I was bummed I wasn't able to go, because you know, it would have been awesome having a summer in Chicago, having just, you know, an internship's a little bit less stress too, so it would have been fun, but you know, making the most of it. So I'm excited when I finally get to go and stay for more than a day. But I'm excited, but nervous. Yeah.
Is your like start date like right in June, or is that going to be in August?
I honestly don't remember. I think it's in July. I think it's the beginning of July. So I have a little bit of time to figure it out.
Wow.
Buy some warm clothes. So.
Yeah, that's going to be so exciting though, especially since like I'm assuming you live the majority of your life in Texas and you'll get to experience something new.
Yeah, no, I've only been in Texas. I mean, really only been in Austin, so it's kind of different. You know, eventually I want to come back to Texas down the line, but Right now it's kind of exciting to go live somewhere new, and I'll get to, after I do a rotation in Chicago, I'll get to do another rotation somewhere in the field. So literally could be anywhere. So I have no clue where that things are, just as this year has shown, like you can't predict, and you can't plan life. You just kind of take it as it comes at you. So yeah, it's interesting for sure. Just trying to appreciate, what I can of being home and having all my siblings close by right now.
Yeah, I guess, speaking of all these like unprecedented times, how was it for you like back in March when all this happened, and like how have you adjusted since school has been online this entire fall?
Yeah, I think I've adjusted okay. Finally got to a point where I was like, had all these things, and I was like about to fully live it up, and basically then, everything just got knocked down. And a lot of opportunities, it felt like I got cut short. So I was like frustrated at first. So definitely, like, I've had to learn, like, really be grateful for what I do have and really be patient. Like, okay, like, this isn't happening right now, then it's not my time for this to happen right now. Like, I'm lucky enough, like, I can work hard, I'm gonna get other opportunities later. So it was tough, but I am lucky too that I have a big family that I was quarantined with, so I wasn't alone, and that was really helpful.
And then, like this fall, you obviously came back and you have your roommates. How, like, you just did you like go back and forth a lot, or were you just in College Station the majority of the time?
I was in College Station for a good majority, but I did actually get to do some like fun traveling a little bit too. I got to take a trip to Chicago before I accepted the job, which was nice, to kind of see the city again. And I've been able to, go see my boyfriend in Georgia, and so having online classes has been nice in that way. That makes it easier. Like, I could just go to class online for a day and like makes traveling easier. So in that way, it kind of helped, if you're comfortable traveling, but yeah, so it's definitely been weird. Like, I haven't really, I've tried not to be in big groups of people. I really kept my circle small, so that whenever I like wanted to go do something for a weekend, come home or go to Chicago for a weekend or go to Georgia, I was able to do that. So definitely have to pick and choose more of what you're doing, make sure you're still safe. But overall, like, it was just like an unexpected semester. So, but I can't really complain. Like, I'm healthy, and my family stayed pretty healthy. So
We love that. Yeah.
yeah.
No, it just really stinks that, like, especially since this is your like last year and you don't get the chance to do a lot of, I guess, the normal things that most seniors do when you don't get to like
Yeah.
see all these people before you leave. I mean, you have another semester, but I'm glad you're like staying safe and making the most of it at least.
Yeah, me too. I bet it's been tough on you. Like, you're most like social person I know. How's that been for you? I'm gonna turn
Okay.
it
It's been interesting. Have been, I guess, calling people a lot more. Doing like this podcast thing is kind of a way for me to like satisfy that social desire within me, I guess. It's really nice to just have technology to rely on. If I can't see someone in person, I can still talk to them over the phone. So I utilize that a lot. And then kind of like you said, taking trips. Like, I haven't taken that many trips, but like going somewhere and doing school virtually has helped a lot too. So it's been difficult. Haven't been able to do as much as I wanted to do, but hopefully like by next fall, because I'm graduating like May 22, hopefully by next fall it gets like normal.
Yeah, I hope so too. Are you gonna get the vaccine?
Honestly, I think I will, but I'm obviously not
Yeah.
going to be like one of the first like
Yeah.
100 people to get it. We're gonna wait a little bit and see how it works.
It's funny. I don't think we won't get access to it for a while, but I know someone who like just got it 'cause they're in med school.
Yeah, I don't think I'll get
So
access to it for a while
yeah.
either.
Nah, they won't open it up today, but it is kind of in that, for like, it's felt like a long time, but that's really impressive that we have one that's already out. So
Yeah, I remember
only
back in
doctor.
like March, I was thinking that this was going to end by July, and it didn't.
Maybe. I like was talking about this with my sister, and We were trying to remember when quarantine and everything first started, and there's this weird period of time that, like, if you ask anyone, I think it's like the time period between, like, I don't know, like I think it's like beginning of June or like maybe like May, June, where like if you asked anyone what they did, like you just can't remember. Like there's just this 6 weeks of that are just a black hole in my memory. Like I don't know what I did, and it's just so weird. It's like it's a weird time.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you about industrial distribution because I know you're pretty passionate about that, and I guess just go into like why you chose it and what you like about it.
Sure. Yeah, so I'll call it ID for short. It's such a great major for me. I went into college not really knowing what I wanted to study. I liked math and science, so I chose engineering because I thought like, oh, well, no one regrets choosing engineering. That was my logic, but you gotta have a reason you're going into engineering because it's a hard major, like, and everyone says that. So I'm really glad that I found ID because it's really was perfect for me. I didn't want to like it because it's like, oh, it's like sales, and that's what my dad does, and I didn't want to just do that. But then the more I talked to people in the major, I just loved their energy and I love their passion. And honestly, the organization paid, and I was like, this is so cool. Why would I not just go all in? And so that was kind of cool. I actually like lied and said I was in the major, so that I could like be on committee, even though I didn't know like you didn't have to be in the major, but I was like, yeah, I'm in it. Like, let me get more involved. And then I got in at the same time I got the position. But yeah, it's a really cool major. I didn't even know it existed before coming to A&M, and honestly, in free, that's the first exposure I probably had with like some of the counselors when we were freshmen in free. And yeah, I'm super grateful for it. It's a lot of fun. Really combines all of my interests and has like a lot of opportunity. You don't have to sit down on one thing, which I love. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you have anything else.
So, like, you mentioned that like a lot of it is sales. Is your like role for your company, is it going to be sales or?
Yeah, so sales isn't the only thing you can do as an ID major, but it's popular path because sales doesn't always have a ceiling. You can make a lot of money. And so for craft, it's actually so crazy how in line it is with what I want. So I'm actually going into a trainee program. And so it's Kraft Heinz company. And in that program, I'll do two rotations. And in those two rotations, you have to do two totally separate fields. And so one of my rotations will be in like sales slash marketing. And then the other one will be in operations slash supply chain. So I'm actually going to get to do both, which are those are kind of the two main fields or sales or supply chain that ID majors go into. So it's kind of neat. I'm going to get to try both before I choose one, for a full time placement. So
That's exciting though. Yeah,
yeah.
and it's cool that like I mean, I chose engineering in co going into college just 'cause like I knew it was a good major and that's it. Like I wasn't passionate about
Yeah.
anything specifically. But it's cool that you actually found something that like I always see you posting on whether it's LinkedIn or someone posting about you and it's like, "Dang, Bella's really invested in her major. Like this is awesome."
I wasn't like involved in the only thing I did in high school was tennis, and I was passionate about tennis. I was on the team all 4 years, but I wasn't really involved in any extracurriculars. And so until I joined Free, and I was not even as involved in Free as I wish I was. I just hung out with the people in the org. But then once I joined Paid, the ID professional org, I just realized how awesome it was. And like, I don't think I've ever dove into an organization as much as I have Paid. And so like, that's really where all my passion came from because it's a pretty long-standing organization, and they've got all these crazy connections, and it's a pretty small team that runs it too. And so it just was like my whole kind of like I mentioned earlier, I was like, why would I not jump into this? And so that was really cool. I'm going to be really into like look back and see how Paid is doing and how the ID program is growing. Like it already has grown. We got ABET accredited this semester, which is super exciting. So official engineering recognition. So it's really cool. It's been really fun. I've been really happy to have something like that that I've like can see I've made a difference in.
Yeah. So like you kind of touched on
Yeah.
paid a little bit. Why did you decide to like get involved with it and like as much as you have?
Yeah. So it's like so paid basically is like fosters the industry relationships within the major, and I just thought, well, I think it was pretty much I was just impressed with what it already was. I was like, this is insane that we are students and we basically have this running business, and this it's just a student organization run by a team of officers and faculty advisors, and it's a program that provides a majority of jobs for people in this major. And so like I just thought logically, like this is getting people jobs and we are young and we're able to do this. Like I'm like a sophomore in college, I'm not thinking about jobs yet, and I'm like, well, that is kind of the reason like I'm in college, just to figure out what I'm gonna do after college. And so it just to me it just lined up exactly with like my reasons for going to college, and it's like, okay, I'm here, this is a crazy opportunity, like I need to take it. And I just loved it. It was cool. I was really inspired by the officers. I think that was a huge part of it, why I got involved. I think that was the question. I just saw what they did, and they had these crazy internships, and they had all these people graduating, had these super cool jobs, and they were talking about all these cool things I just didn't think I even could do. But then I like saw people my age doing it, and I was like, and helping other people do it, and that was just really cool. So it's just cool. It's cool to see people your age doing, if you surround yourself by people who are doing really crazy awesome things. And I credit Free for this all the time, because like starting in Free, everyone in that organization is so motivated from day one that it makes you want to go get involved to go find your thing. And so that made me then find paid, and I found more motivated people, and they've just, made me want to get more involved and keep going. So I don't know if you can attest that to Free too, but I don't think I would have joined paid. I don't think I would have stuck in engineering if not for Free, because it really those first people I met, they're just so impressive. Everyone works so hard, and they like it was really cool. I think it really helped a lot as a freshman to just get you going down a good path.
No, I like completely agree. I think that's what stuck out
Yeah.
to me with like especially Free. I was like, this is such a social organization, but at the same time, like people are so motivated to do like whatever they want to do. And I remember as like a sophomore, so many people were getting internships and I was like, wait, like why are people already just thinking about this right now? Like I haven't even thought about it yet.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like it doesn't just go professionally like they want to like improve themselves like socially like with all their soft skills like it's such a cool organization to be part of so I think Free definitely like kick-started that within me.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I'm like so grateful for Free. I can't believe I got in. Like I don't know how I did. It was because of my roommate Astrid. She literally dragged me to the informationals, and she made me like we both were like I was just like ready to leave. I'm like, okay, I went to the informational, let's leave. And she's like, we're not leaving. We're gonna go talk to every single person here. And she drugged me around. We talked to every single person. And so yeah, it's kind of wild, those little things that got me here.
Do you remember who you talked to? Like, did you actually talk to everybody?
I honestly think I did, because Astrid drugged me around and we talked to, like, I think we literally talked to everyone that was at the informational, at least, which is kind of wild.
That sounds like Astrid.
She's awesome. Yes, very grateful for her. She's another sister.
I want to get into that later, but I wanted to ask you about like I guess within pain, you talked about like people around you doing awesome things. Like, was there anybody in particular, like maybe your sophomore or junior year, you were like, oh my goodness, like I really like seeing what you're doing. I'm kind of inspired by that.
Yeah. So like it's funny. So if anyone's in ID, the paid officers come and talk to class what paid is, and to that presentation, I was like, oh, this org is cool. So I went and talked to one of the officers, Marissa. She just graduated, and she was just it was really cool to see her. At first she's a girl, and I'm like, okay, that's cool. She's a girl, she's an officer. There's only like four girls, like eight boys. And so I talked to her, and like basically everything about her, I thought she was just the most impressive person She had an internship after her freshman year and then had another one after her sophomore year, and she'd been an officer. She actually was an officer early because it was like a whole crazy situation. So she was a paid officer like for like in total like 2.5 years. Normally you can only do it for 2 years. So I remember just thinking she was so impressive. And the first time I got invited to like a company dinner, my sophomore year, she was there too, and it was really fun. She like came up to me. She knew I was younger, and she was like, "It's so cool that you're here." Like, I think I was the only sophomore there. She was a junior at the time, I guess. And she was just like super supportive and super nice, and really like vouched for me to like go for committee and then eventually go for officer. So, yeah. So she was someone who definitely stuck out to me and like still does. You know, she works in food and beverage. I'm going into food and beverage. Maybe there's a relationship there. maybe I subconsciously followed her in that regard because, yeah, she was super inspirational to me and really did push me, which was cool.
Yeah. This is really cool that you're able to find someone
Yeah.
like that. So like you got into like paid leadership too, and you had a couple of positions in there. What'd you do your first time? I think you were doing something with like marketing, right?
Yeah, so I was on committee for a semester, and then I was elected to marketing officer, and so that was really cool. Got to like make all the merch. I'm like wearing a sweatshirt I made right now, no shame. So yeah, make all the merch and social media and like help with different campaigns. And then I ran the next year, and now I'm vice president of career fair. And so this year that's tasked with like the logistics behind career fairs. And so with 2020, that was with converting to a virtual fair and figuring out how we can network through the computer. So after this fall year, I hope spring is gonna go smoother than that once. So hopefully it won't be as much because that was hard. For lack of better words, it was really hard. But overall, people have been adjusting and accepting virtual world. So yeah.
The first career fair in the spring, like this past year, was that in person? Like, was that in January or?
Yeah, I think it was they're usually at the beginning of February. So that was in person. And so that was when I was still marketing officer. And then what was actually I was so proud of paid for. I can talk about paid for way too long. But so normally with paid we do two career fairs, one in the fall and one in the spring. But when COVID hit, so many people lost their jobs and their internships. And, you know, paid's mission is like connecting students with industry. And so I thought this was just the greatest thing, like so true to our mission. So we actually hosted a third career fair that year, and we threw it together in like weeks. It was crazy. You know, and it was everyone really got together and said, like, you know, let's do this. And, you know, I think I don't know exactly how many. I don't have stats on it, but that was really neat getting to do three in 1 year. And that was when I was just elected. So I was kind of watching the last career fair officer do it. And that was cool because, like, you know, she was done with her position at that point. But she said, now I'll throw a third career fair. Like, so that was really cool too. So trying to give it my all this year.
That's really awesome. I know, like, with the whole
Yeah.
canceled internship thing, like, that's really sore for a lot of people since they, like, worked
Yeah.
so hard to get it. And three career fairs in a year, I feel like that's so much work.
I know. I'll do it this year if I have to. Hopefully we can just get some good attendance at this next one this spring. The fall one, it went really, really well actually. So, you know, hopefully things are looking up. I think people are hiring again. But, you know, we'll do it if we have to, you know. We'll support our fellow Aggies. But yeah, you just gotta do the extra. You gotta do a little extra work now, you know, a little bit less jobs out there, so you gotta fight a little harder for them.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you ever see yourself coming back to A&M as like a recruiter and doing that type of, even if you're not like an HR person?
See, I think about this because everyone's like, oh, it'd be so fun. And I'm like, okay, it would be fun to like go to paid career fair and talk to people, but also like I don't want to. Like I just can't handle it, you know? Like I can like, you know, I don't know if I can handle it. It just seems a little hard. The people who are good, like, you know, talk to you like a real person, it's fine. But I don't know if I could deal with like everyone who's like a kiss up. I don't think I could do it. I think I'd just be too frustrated and not nice enough. So it wouldn't be good for me to come back.
That's so
In
funny.
my, I know it's an unpopular opinion. I just think it'd be so annoying. It's like I can network, I can have a good time when I want to, but like, yeah, I can do it from the annoying side, but I feel like it'd just be so annoying to be a recruiter. I don't
No, yeah, I didn't even think about that because, like, obviously, I know some people in mechanical who are graduating early or graduating on time, and I was just like, you know, I'll be looking for a full-time role next year, so you could possibly come back. And I didn't realize that you're gonna have some people who just try to kiss up to you and be like, just like showering you in praise, and you're just like, okay, stop it, you're being fake, but like, you can't say that because you have to be professional.
Because you can't say that, and that's the thing. I'm not gonna. I don't know if I would want to do that. So,
Let's shift away from paid a little bit and let's talk about you and Astrid. You and Astrid have been, you guys are just roommates 1 year, but even from like the outside looking like in, it's so clear that you guys are just so tight knit. And maybe it's because she spends, I guess, is it just winter breaks or sometimes in the summer she spends time with you, but you guys are like around each other all the time.
yeah, no, she's part of the family now. Yeah, no, we just live together. I mean, dorm experience is special though, because you're in the same room. You're not in the same house, you're in the same room. So you get a different kind of close. But no, I'm super lucky to have her, like from random roommates to like best friends. Like that's super cool and doesn't happen for everyone. But yeah, no, she's a sister. She's come for the last, I guess, three Thanksgivings now and for a couple Easters, and we spent some time in the summer too. And so it's like if I come home, my family is like, why isn't Astra with you? I'm like, she has a life too, but they love her, and I'm gonna miss her whenever we start moving, but we're not gonna think about that yet. But yeah, no, she's super special to me.
Why do you think you guys got along so well freshman year?
That's a good question. I mean, we're so funny. Like, we're so different. Like, first off, like, you can just look at us and we're like opposites, like tall, short, like blonde, brown hair. But I think, like, she's just, I, okay, first off, like, I remember first meeting her, I was like, this is the most hysterical person. Like, she had, like, really smart humor. And so I just thought she was just the most hysterical, fun person to be around. Even though she like destroys me all the time, but with her humor it roasts me. So I think that was one thing, is like we both just genuinely liked being around each other because we actually thought each other were really funny. It wasn't pity laughing. And then also like I said, like she pushed me a ton freshman year too. Like I went from kind of just like did my own thing in high school. I played tennis and I went to school. And then after dragging me to go and talk to everyone at Flow Informationals and then drag do all sorts of other things, but I was so happy and grateful for that because it made me step out and made me go try new things. Like I never would have played Quidditch one time if not for Astrid. That was awesome. Like I wasn't good at it. They were actively trying to recruit her, but it was fun. So outgoing too and adventurous, and also like she's just, I think she's hilarious. So it's always a good time.
Have you ever like met her parents?
Yeah, I actually had the chance to. So her mom's come to visit. Her mom was here our freshman year. Sorry to see her then, but I went to visit Astrid one summer, and we went to Denmark and Norway. So I got to spend time with both her parents. And that was really cool. That was a really special trip. I hope we can do it again sometime soon and get to see where she grew up. And it was sweet. I think at the time I think it meant a lot to both of us. So I was like, you seriously, like you want to come visit me, like all the way over here? She was like, no one's visited me from America, like so that was pretty cool. And I'm over there like, how could they not? Like first off, it's so cool to travel, and second, like it'd be like the most fun time ever. And like so it was really cool to get to do that. So yeah, so we've both gotten to meet each other's families. My family's really short, family's really tall, so it's pretty funny.
You guys have like that roommate success story. Like you always hear those horror stories, but it's always heartwarming to hear something like what you and Astrid have.
Yeah, no, it is. It's special. I'm very grateful for her. She's just, yeah, like she's just part of the family now. She's stuck with me, and I'm stuck with her. So, Whoops, sorry. Yeah.
What about your current roommates, the living with two Marissas? What's that been like?
It's been good. Yeah, it's been fine. We're bummed because, we moved into a house with hopes of having people over a lot easier because we've got more parking and bigger space. So that kind of sucks, but, we're all being pretty careful with COVID and everything. But no, it's been good. I'm glad that I have lucked out with good roommates every year, especially now with COVID, harder to hang out with people. So we hang out a lot doing mundane things, but like going to HEB or Chick-fil-A, we're like, that's an adventure. I'm not even gonna get anything. I'm just gonna come with you because we're leaving the house. But yeah, so that's been good. So I'm really glad I have a I've really lucked out on the roommates throughout college. I know it's pretty unusual most of the time, people, some sort of horror story. So I'm pretty lucky there.
Yeah, as someone who's like living in a house next year, like it's going to be my first time living in a house in college. Kind of what are some things to expect that I probably have not thought of? Like I like for example, I was talking with Stranmo and she was telling me how, she watches a lot of like crime shows or whatever, and it just puts a lot of ideas into her head about in an apartment, you only have one entrance you have to worry about, but with a house, there's a bunch of different openings. And I was like, I didn't even think about that. So I guess what are some tips to living in a house?
Gosh, it's so funny because, yeah, okay, so it also depends on where you're living. Like, we went from living like multiple stories in an apartment to living like on like a very busy street, so you just hear a lot. So for me, like, I'm like a psycho. Like, I kind of like I love hearing the sounds of like the train and traffic and stuff. Like, I like the sounds. Like, I don't like perfectly quiet because then little noises scare me. So it kind of works for me in that way. But it is a little bit creepier because people are more, I don't even know. You're closer to outside. Like the entrance thing doesn't really get me. I don't think one or two would make a difference, but it's more so that it's like, oh, there are so many people nearby because you're like on ground level. So that gets a little creepy, but overall, house, I mean, I don't even know. I'm sure I would think of things randomly. I think it's a good experience, It's kind of annoying that, I mean, if you're gonna use something like Simple Bills, they're super, you have to tell them multiple times things. So that was kind of a struggle at first. Double check their work, I guess. That's my tip. And if something in the house is like an appliance is not running quite perfectly, get it fixed because we got a hefty water charge on a small leak that we were ignoring. So, yeah, you can't ignore things like you do an apartment, or like you can get away with as much of an apartment. But yeah, it's good. You're gonna love it. I think as a senior, it's kind of like it's a cool experience.
And like especially living in a high-rise apartment and not having to go up all those floors in the parking
Oh my
garage.
gosh, that's gonna be so nice. Yeah. Oh gosh, driving up the parking garage was the worst.
Especially the standards, like part sorry, like the
Oh.
standard, if anyone from the standards
The
listening to this.
parking garage was so scary because it wound up with all the floors. Like when we were there, we were on the fifth floor, but driving up five floors is like a lot. And then if you were on the top, you're like driving to like the 12th floor, or if you're like guest parking on the roof, it takes a long time. You have to like factor it into your travel time.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be leaving that behind me. Okay, so you're about to leave college. Is there anything that you wish you could have done or like I guess involved yourself in or just any not like regrets, but like something you want to do before college is over?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Like, I know it's like dumb, but like I just really wanted to like host more things. Like it's why I really like we all wanted to get a house, but like my reason was like I really wanted to host people. I was really going to other people's houses for just like get-togethers or parties. And so I never really with an apartment, we never really hosted like big things, or we didn't really host anything more than like just a couple friends coming over. So I'm bummed that I'm not gonna get to do that because I was excited. I'm not the best at cooking, but I'm getting better. And I was just really excited to like cook for people and have people over for like games or like host birthday parties or host, you know, just get-togethers with friends. So that's something I really wanted to do. So I'm kind of bummed, like it's probably not gonna happen. Just isn't as safe. I've gotten to do so many things, like I've had girls over and we had margaritas and we wore masks and drank the margaritas out of straws under our masks and it was so goofy, but we all followed the rules and it was fun in its own unique way. So that's something I think I'll laugh about hopefully later when COVID hopefully, knock on wood, goes away soon. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, other than that, I think I have really made the most of it, like junior year before COVID. I mean, and it was honestly like I was having the best time of my life. Like I was fully experiencing and I was getting to do all these cool things. And so like I have like no regrets from that. Like I lived to the fullest. I really think I figured it out. And so now even though I can't do as much, I'm like I'm grateful for what I got to do and you know, I'm making it work. So I don't know. I don't know. I wish I could have gone to a away that there's a solid answer. I wanted to go to an away football game and I never did. So I can come back later as an alumni though. So that's on my list of something I didn't get to do.
I still haven't gone to an away football game. Like even the ones
Yeah.
against Arkansas and Dallas, I never went to those.
Yeah, so we'll have to go then.
Yeah, as long as you can find time off of work
Yeah,
in
if we make
Chicago.
it.
Kind of related to you leaving college is if is there like a lesson you've learned in college that you want to kind of take with you and you don't want to ever forget?
That's good. It's so funny. Like I don't feel like I'm that wise. Here, this is, I guess my lesson is like to not be as hard on myself. And so it's like I was gonna say, like I don't feel like I'm that wise, but then I look at like where I was when I started college and I'm like, okay, I have grown a lot. So I think a lot of it is like recognizing your growth and, you know, like celebrating it, like being proud of yourself. Like, you know, everyone's a little different, but like I'm my own worst critic. Is that the term? I don't know. But yeah, I think it's really just recognizing how far you've come, but you don't recognize it for too long. You do it for a bit. You say, yes, I'm here, and then you set your next goal. So at least for me, like that keeps me going. It's like, okay, what now? But I can't just be thinking about like what's going on later. You have to recognize, okay, I have come a long way. This is what I've learned. So gotta be easier on myself. College is hard. You learn a lot. You know, everyone's different, but like for me, you can't know what's gonna happen. You just have to try your best and you know, you'll figure it out, even though that's like kind of annoying to hear sometimes. It's like, oh, you'll be fine. It's like you will be. If you believe you're gonna be fine, you will be. You don't know how it's gonna happen, but like just gotta get through it. I don't know. That was kind of mumbling, but overall, just be easy on yourself, stick it out and like celebrate yourself every now and then.
Was there anything in college you felt like you were hard on yourself in particular? Like, was it with school or like job searching or like even just extracurricular wise?
I think a lot of it is in college, and especially like I'm thinking a lot about freshman year right now too. You know, freshman year, you think everyone's got it figured out, and everyone kind of is pretending they have it figured out too. They're coping with not having it figured out by acting like they do. And so, yeah, I best. Wait, what was your question again? I lost
I was just asking
it.
you if there was just anything in particular like you were hard on yourself with, whether it was with like
Yes.
school or job searching or extracurricular wise.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I was hard on myself with school, to be frank. Like, I really didn't like feel like I was passionate, and so I didn't feel like I belonged. That kind of like, you're not passionate enough, you're not trying hard enough because you're not passionate enough, so you shouldn't be here. And I was like, no, that's not it. Like, you don't go to college. Like, some people do, they know, and that's fine. But, like, a very big chunk of people go to college to figure out what their next step is. So if you're just trying your best, you know, you're just trying out new passions, and when you find one that sticks or one that you're growing from, you stick with it till the end. And so that's something I was really hard on myself for. I didn't think that I felt like a fraud because I didn't have this crazy passion and vision for the future. But it's like, no one does. Just try your best and you'll get through it. You don't have to be perfect. You'll learn from that. So I was hard on myself with school and grades, like in that way.
Yeah, I feel like, especially in college, people talk or like to talk about long-term plans or like what are you trying to do with your job or where do you want to live with or sometimes even about
Yeah.
like family and stuff. And like especially when you're a freshman and sophomore, I feel like you don't know what you want and it just takes time. And it's okay, you know, one year you think you want to do this and the next year you think you want to do something else. Like it's just part of the growing process, I feel.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And like a lot of times whenever I'm, you know, got stressed out and like now something I can look back and see it grown, it's like, yeah, I just accepted a job and I don't even know where I'm gonna live for 6 months. Like you don't have to know, you know? You just it doesn't have to be that deep. You don't have to you can't what's the word? Analyze something perfectly. Like sometimes you just have to say, okay, I like it. I like these people, I like this company, I'm gonna do it. Like you don't have to know all the answers. You just have to kind of go with your gut and trust yourself there. And life is, you know, people say life is short, but life is also long. Like you can change down the line. Like you're not stuck in one thing. You can always change it later. Your major doesn't define what you're gonna do. Your first job doesn't define what you're gonna do the rest of your life. Like you can always change, find something else. Just do your best at whatever you're doing, and it's gonna set you up and give you skills that you can then transfer to whatever else. Whatever other opportunity you end up finding or wanting to switch over to. So, yeah. So I think that's my wisdom from a 21-year-old. Take it if you want to.
No, but like it's so valid too, 'cause you mentioned two things, like your major doesn't define your job and then your first job doesn't define what you do for the rest of your life. Like that's so true. I thought going into mechanical engineering, I was like I'm confined to these areas and what I didn't realize was there's mechanical engineers doing things that you don't even learn in your undergraduate classes, like consulting. Like you have mechanical
Yeah.
engineering engineers go into that and obviously like the first job, like if you go into like let's say the oil and gas industry for your first job, you're not necessarily confined to that. You have like so many different opportunities. You just like I guess life just teaches you like you don't know right out of the gate about all of these things.
Yeah. And it's crazy. Like, I know my dad used to when I was younger, like he would annoy me because like I'd like have some issue and I'd think like I have to do it this way or this way, and he'd always be like, nope, there's another way, you can find another path, you can do another way. And I thought it was so annoying, but it's really true. Like there's not one way to do anything. Like you don't even have to go to college if you don't want to. Like you don't, you know, maybe your job isn't something you're passionate about, but maybe your job gives you the money and the freedom to then pursue your passion on the, like in another project. Like there's so many different ways you can go through life and like fulfill, you know, what you believe. And so, yeah, I think you just people go really hard on themselves and then stick themselves in a box. And so you can't do that, you know.
And the passion thing is so true because I used to think, you know, like I need to be passionate about my major and what I'm doing. But at the end of the day, I think what's important is that even if you're not the most invested into what you're doing, as long as it's benefiting you in some way, you can take that and make it, you know, affect your passion. So, like you said, you might not be necessarily passionate about your job, but if it's providing you, like, financially enough money to do like what you're passionate about, then I think that's good enough too. It doesn't have to be something like you don't have to work in a job that you love, like, you know, which I guess that's something I learned is people are working in jobs that they might not necessarily like, but it does well for them and like that's good enough, you know.
Yeah, no, true. Like one of my favorite, I heard this at a conference once, and I say it all the time. And it's like, if you don't know what you're passionate about, just borrow someone else's. And basically, the idea is, and we talk more on it, the idea is that just do something, right? Say, okay, this person's cool, this is their passion, I'm gonna try it, I'm gonna do it. and then you're doing something, and if, once you realize, no, I don't like it, try another one. And like then you're at least doing something and you're learning from it, and from that, even figuring out you don't like something is getting you closer to what you do like. So it's like just do something, you know, and you'll be okay. I hate the, like, you know, it's like I hate the idea of waiting for motivation or waiting for passion to do something, because you're not doing anything. Like just do something and figure it out that way, because you're just doing nothing. You're just waiting for something to come to you. It's probably not going to. Otherwise, we would all not be talking about passion all the time. So like, you just gotta do something, and you'll figure it out. That's kind of my, I don't know, what a most popular quote when people ask me for like a random quote. I'm like, don't know what you're passionate about, just borrow someone else's. And you're doing something. You're getting closer, at least, you know.
Yeah, do you have like any, I guess, either passions or interests or even just hobbies that you've kind of developed over the years or you want to get into?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, yeah, there's like fun stuff. Like I like dancing. I loved going two stepping. That was fun. My roommates got me into that sophomore year. And so I really do miss that. It was fun, like getting flipped and stuff. Just the most fun thing ever. Would love to be great at it. Yeah, and then you know, I do still love tennis. I don't play as much as I should, because you know, sometimes I don't love it because I'm like, ah. Oh. Reminds me of all the hard practices and stuff I used to spend too much time on. Yeah, I mean, I think weirdly, like my family is super important to me, and you know, so I really do love spending time with them, and you know, and I think it's funny, their love language is food, so learning how to cook, that's kind of something I want to learn. I need to cook Vietnamese food too. Like it's all I ever talk about when I'm with my mom's side of the family. So that's something I'm passionate about. Just honestly, eating and sharing and cooking food with other people is just like, I think it's just such like a pure form of love that a lot of people relate to. But that's something I'm passionate about. I want to be able to do that in the future too. Like, okay, like y'all cooked for me. Now you come over and I'm gonna make this meal, and like you're actually gonna like it, because like I'll hopefully know what I'm doing at some point. Yeah, that's something. Just giving back to my family. They've done a lot for me, so I make them, yeah, make them proud and use the opportunities they've given me.
Yeah, and it's really interesting, like how I guess you there's like a lot of kids in your family, and you're like the middle child. So I feel like, you look at middle childs, and I guess the stereotypical middle child is like no one really pays attention to you. But I feel like, I've just seen so many, whether it's like pictures or videos or just even you telling me about your family. It seems like everyone is just super, super close, and I think that's awesome, especially considering like the age gap between all of y'all.
Yeah, no, it's really special. Like, it's a fun crowd. So it's really cool having this, like, we have my family. I'm lucky enough that we've all kind of moved and like congregated in Texas, and so that's really neat. Yeah, it's just the most fun. It's a fun group of people. You appreciate your family a lot more, I think, once you go to college, because you realize like, oh my gosh, now I have to do these things by myself. You did so much for me. So takes a village to raise five kids too. So I think that's why like we're so close with our family, because there's always different people jumping in and helping raise all of us. So yeah. But the middle child thing, I did, like they say they don't get attention, but like middle children, I think they also do get away with more things. So I don't think I had as strict as rules on me, but I was just, I didn't do anything. I was boring in high school and like middle school, but I did get like away with more things. It's like, so I guess that gets into middle child, less attention on me, but
So if you could give me like an adjective that best describes your like immediate family, so like one adjective per person, what would they be?
like one for each person, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, that's too many. So my parents, start with them. So my dad, I'd say like hardworking, 100%. Yeah, he's just like, He's insane. Like I could talk about him for a really long time too. Like in his company, I mean, he started with this company when he was 17 years old. He's still with them. So like he just worked his way up. He saw an opportunity and he just kept going. So that's like he's just super hardworking. And my mom, let's see. Oh, I had a good one. Like she's very much like she doesn't care like you are, where you're from, what you're doing. Like she accepts you for where you're at and like she will love and take care of you. So she's very much like, which is so cool. Like it doesn't matter. It could be like the most random person she strikes up a conversation with. Like she cares about you. Like so she's just like it doesn't matter who she's got you, which is really beautiful. Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of other siblings. I'm gonna run out of words. I'm bad at words, but my oldest sister, that's Addison. She, gosh. I guess maybe like, I don't want to use the same words. Maybe I'd say something like devoted. Maybe it's kind of similar to hardworking, but like she's had to deal with a lot of like stuff that most people haven't, and she's come through and like just has like worked hard and she just never stopped. She never gave up. Like even though she wouldn't like she's like worked jobs in the past like so many like random jobs that she didn't want to, but like now like I'm so proud of her. Like she's gotten to a place where she's like killing it and like it's really cool like just to see how far she's come. Like I guess maybe a word for her would be strong. Like she's really strong. And it's like I didn't even realize till I was older. I was like, oh, like you're really strong. And you're also like the oldest of all five of us. So like we have a joke. She's always says, like, I'll go first. Like when we're trying something new. 'Cause she really did. Guinea pig. Then my other sister, Elle, gosh, she and I are the closest in age. People thought we were twins for a long time. And sometimes we just say yes. Oh gosh, she's just I don't know. They're not gonna listen to this probably. I won't let them because it'd be too embarrassing. They make fun of me. So, but she would make fun of me for this. I mean, honestly, I just call her like maybe kind, which is simple, but she's just kind. Like, she's the person you can call when you have a problem, and like she just understands and she's got you. Like, she's the therapist friend that everyone goes to when they need something. It's like. She's just the best listener. And then when you want advice, like she's got you there too. So, and then my younger brother, oh my gosh, he's hilarious. Yeah, it's funny. I still see like him and my younger sister is like 4 years old, but Lloyd is definitely the jokester. I guess I'd call him like optimistic maybe, or I don't know, cheerful, whatever the word is, like he can just light you like he can light up the party. He just makes everyone laugh. He can cheer you up. So he's just real good at that. Like he's the kind of person that like whenever you talk to him, like if he's if you're down, he will you're like I just want to think about something else. He can just make anyone laugh and make them feel good. And he's just fun to be around. Like really good energy. And then my youngest sister Sophia. Oh gosh, she's like it's so crazy. She's gonna go to college next year. Like, oh my, I don't even know. She's a rock star. But what word would I use for her? I'm trying to think. She's got like I don't know. What's the word for like big goals?
Ambitious.
She's ambitious. Yes, she's super ambitious. Like I am so excited to see what she ends up doing because she could do anything. Like she. I'm, yeah, and like she's at that age too where it's like, okay, what's she gonna do next? Like we're all like anxiously waiting. Yeah, so she's super ambitious and she's had to grow up the youngest watching all of us. So she's, that has its own list of, like I've got my middle child list of things people assume. But she's super ambitious. Like, I mean, she's watched all of us do totally different things and she's gonna do great whatever she ends up doing. So I'm excited for her. So yeah, just a little bit, all of them.
That sounds like so much fun though, like having that many siblings. I don't know. Like I just have one sister and like she's awesome. Like don't get me wrong, but I've always wondered what it's like to have like that many people, especially like you're close to your age. I feel like you never really have to be like alone, you know?
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. You never get to be alone, so like sometimes you really want to be alone, but then when you are alone, you're like bored after an hour because you're like, okay, wait, where are all the people in the house?
Do you feel like specifically your family and your like faith, they were kind of like your moral compass growing up, and you kind of were taught like right and wrong from them, or
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think like that was really I'm grateful for, growing up in a family who, believed in something and shared that with me because they saw like, hey, this is something that's helped us. So like they raised us and, taught us what they believe. But they didn't like I think they did a really good job of once we got to an older age, we learned, good values and, right, things difference between right and wrong. But also they really encouraged us to go out and experience and create, really prove those values, if that makes sense, and prove our faith to ourselves. And so that's something I'm really grateful for. Is that like, yeah, they told me this and this, but they also, didn't force it on us. And they let us say, hey, okay, now you need to go and you figure this out on your own, and come to us and learn more about it, ask us questions. That came later, because when you're little, you're kind of like, ah, I don't think about this till like you're on your own. Yeah, no, they definitely did guide us, but I think a lot of it also is you just learn from experiencing life and learning about the people around you, and yeah, so it is interesting. I think your experiences, I think, shape your values too, People who have different experiences, they're gonna have different values that, even between siblings, some of us might value certain things over another, and that's just part of growing up, I think. But
Yeah, something like
yeah.
I've also wondered too with your family, and kind of just everyone. I feel like the kids especially are at different points in their life. Is when you guys all come together, and like let's say you were like a sophomore in college, and then I think your youngest sister would probably have been a sophomore in high school, and then your older sister is probably working at that time too, right? I guess for the younger siblings, and maybe even you, since I guess you can fall between that middle child range. Do you feel like because you have like older sisters who were doing, I guess, big girl things that you kind of had to grow up really fast too, because you're kind of living through them and you see what they're doing on a daily basis, and you're just like in college while they're actually paving their own life?
I think I see what you're saying. Like, yeah, I think it's something that it's funny. Sister's in the room. She'll probably hear this and agree. And we've talked about, I think all of us do have a weird complex about wanting to be older than we actually are. I think we do kind of all want to be older than we are, which makes sense. You see the people above you and you've got all these siblings. So you want to be like the oldest. You want to grow up fast. Because you think older is better. And so, yeah, and then you get there and it's like, oh no, let's go back. But yeah, no, definitely. I don't know if we necessarily grew up faster though. I think my oldest sister, Addison, she definitely grew up faster. Being the oldest of all of us, more responsibilities on watching us, and people see her as the oldest, so they just kind of treat her older anyways too. She definitely had to grow up fast. But I think for the rest of us, we didn't grow up fast unless we wanted to, if that makes sense. Because we wanted to grow up fast. We wanted to be like our older sisters or yeah. That kind of answers your question a bit.
No, it did. Whenever I hear, especially like people talk about like younger siblings, it always makes me be like, I wish I had a younger sibling too. Like maybe during high school, I probably wouldn't have because I would have been like, you're so annoying. But like, especially now, it's like your little project that you got to work on for the past 18 years, and you get to see them go off and do awesome things. Like you give them all your like knowledge, and you just like they have a small part of you whenever, like wherever they take them.
Yeah, no, that's true. Until they don't listen to your knowledge you try to give them, and then you're just like stressed, like what are they gonna do now? Oh my gosh. But yeah, no, it is cool. It's exciting to see what's where everyone's gonna go. Like we're all like so different in my family too. So it's like it's kind of neat. Like I mean, I guess I think you've seen a lot of families like people like, oh, like they should do the same thing. But it's kind of funny. We've all kind of done totally different things, which is kind of funny. And that might come from us being competitive with each other. Like, oh, we're gonna do something else. Like, but I don't know. Yeah, no, I'm excited to see what everyone ends up doing.
Yeah, is do you, does your youngest sister know where she's going to college yet?
No, not yet.
Is A&M in the cards?
Hopefully, we'll know soon. So.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have Spotify? Please tell me you have Spotify.
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness. What does your Spotify Wrapped look like for this past year?
Oh, it was weird. I do share it like with one of my older sisters, like so she just like hops on when I'm not on it. So I think it's a little skewed, but not so much. Pretty a little similar. Top artists were like Billie Eilish, my queen, Mac Miller. I think Bad Sons has been like up there like for the last like 5 years. Classic. I don't know. I don't even think I listen to them that much, but they're just always up there. And then I had like a variety of random songs like from TikTok too that just like get stuck in my head. And I think I like would like what was my number one song? I can't remember. But there were some songs that like I just would play on repeat for like a full week. And then I haven't listened to them since, and it was like in my top list. And I was like, oh, well, I listened to it a lot during that 1 week period. So that might be a little bit of quarantine. So
Yeah.
yeah.
It's gonna be weird for I mean this like applies to me too, but after 4 years, even if you're still like a student in college, Spotify takes away your like student privileges.
Oh no, Victor, what are you gonna do? That's so sad.
I guess I'll just have to pay in full even though I'm a student.
Oh, it's so ridiculous. It goes like from like what is it? It's like $5.40 to I don't know how much it is. Was like $12 or something. Oh,
Yeah,
that sucks.
something like
Yeah,
that.
mine's gonna end soon too. That's gonna be so sad.
Do you, I guess like with your Spotify Wrapped, I guess it's very much like I don't know a lot of those other artists except Billie Eilish, I'm not gonna lie. But are those like other artists indie or are they like rock or I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. I don't know what genre. Like Mac Miller is like kind of like chill rap. Yeah, Billie Eilish is so good. I just play her on repeat. I used to only listen to her when I was feeling like being, what's the word? When I was like being all like
Like
emo or
emo,
whatever.
yeah.
But now, yeah, like in my feels or something, stressed, I don't know. But now I just listen to her all the time because I like her music. It makes me happy. Not because I'm emo all the time, but because I think she's so good. She's never done me wrong. She's just great. I guess indie, yeah, that would be like sort of indie.
Did you get to see
Yeah.
Billie Eilish in concert at ACL?
No, I didn't. I don't, yeah, I didn't go the last year, and then I didn't go this year because it canceled. So I
Oh.
was bummed. I was so bummed because I was like, I went like 5 years in a row, and then I didn't go, and then COVID happened. And I was like, probably gonna try to go this year, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So yeah, rip.
Who was the best artist you got to see in person, like at ACL?
It's like so cheesy, but performance wise, 21 Pilots in like, oh gosh, like it was probably like
I think
2016.
2017, 2016, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was 2016, probably my senior year of high school. They were so good and they were so entertaining. And I know like, yeah, and then I know like everyone got like obsessed with them after ACL for like a period of time. And then I haven't heard much from them in the last couple of years, but they were so good. And then I saw Eminem like a long time. That was the first time I went to ACL.
I had no
I remember
clue
that was,
Eminem like even went to ACL.
yeah, it was crazy. I'm like, yeah, for a second I was like doubting. I was like, is my memory hazy? Was it actually? Eminem. But yeah, he was awesome. He was really awesome. Chance the Rapper was really awesome too. Yeah.
Your
I saw
first
him at Jambalaya too. But yeah.
Your first time going to ACL was, what was that, like 8th grade then? Or was it freshman year of high school?
Think it was freshman year of high school. Freshman or sophomore year of high school. It's
Now,
so cool.
I'm always so jealous of like you Austin people, and I guess as I got older, I was like, you know what, Austin's not too bad. Like I always pictured Austin as just the city, but once I started moving out and seeing like I guess the suburbs of Austin or just seeing like just where people actually like live, because the city's so like cramped up, obviously there's not a lot of space. But I was like visiting a friend last week and we drove past this like huge neighborhood, and I didn't realize Austin had like people were living on like inclines too. Like it's just crazy.
Yeah, no, it's like when I drive through Houston, I'm like, it's so flat. Like, there's no what's going on. And then you're like cutting through hills and everywhere in Austin. Yeah, it's kind of funny. Texas is wild. It's like multiple states in one, I feel like sometimes. It's crazy.
When you visit, like, because you were in Houston, like, summer 2019, when you were,
Yeah.
yeah, that's whenever you visited me at the hotel.
Oh yeah, that was so funny.
That was so fun. But
That was cool.
did you like Houston? Was there any complaints? Don't be afraid to.
I liked Houston. It was a little bit of a brutal summer though, because my job entailed a lot of driving, and I also lived like over an hour, like basically an hour and a half from the office I was working out of. So it was a little bit of a long drive, and it was good. It was a good internship I had that summer, and but yeah, it was a little brutal though, I'm not gonna lie. And so, and I was kind of in like an area where I didn't know a lot of people nearby either, so like I didn't hang out with people that often because they were so far. We were all busy too, so it was just kind of a buckle down and get through it. But it also, like, I learned so much this summer, and I got to stay with my great aunt, so one of my grandma's sisters, like, who I just visited this weekend. And so that was really cute. Like, we got close and it was fun. I can't explain it. It was fun to hang out with Lynn. It was like getting parented by a grandma, kind of. And she's hilarious too. So I like Houston. I just kind of had a weird experience with Houston, but I do like Houston. And I like that they're like, now, like, I kind of know who all's in Houston too. I'm like, okay, like, that'd be really cool if, like, I ended up back in Houston or back in Texas somewhere. Like, it's like, oh, there's so many people I know that are from Houston because it's a huge city. So,
And it's close to College Station
yeah,
too.
it is. It's so easy to go to College Station. Just go hang out, go visit Victor in his last semesters.
Yeah, no, I have, don't worry. I got 2 more years, or not 2 more years.
Yeah.
I have 1 more year starting in May, so I'll be there for a long time. There's not a lot of us taking an extra year.
Yeah. I know a good handful of people. It's kind of really hard to do it without it.
And I'll have a house too, so if you ever want to come on down, it's a pretty nice house. So,
That's so exciting. Are you living with the same people or are you living with new roommates?
I'm living with different people, because a lot of people, I guess my age, or if they're staying, they're only staying a half semester, so they're only looking for like 6 month leasing. But
Yeah.
I'm living with some new people, but they're really cool too. They're really nice.
Cool. Yeah. That'll be fun.
And I'm thinking of getting a dog too.
Oh, that's big.
It's a big deal. It's still in the works.
Yeah.
I need to make some money first, and I need to, figure myself out a little bit. But I'm thinking of getting a golden doodle.
Oh, those are fun. Those get big, don't they?
They get pretty
Yeah.
large, I
Oh my
think, and
gosh.
heavy too.
Oh, that's so exciting.
So we'll see. It's just an idea right
Yeah.
now, but if March and April comes around and I'm still on it, then looking
Yeah.
forward to it.
Oh, that's cool.
Did you ever think of getting an animal like for your job when you get into like when you move up there?
I don't know. It's so hard because moving so much in the first year, and I'll be traveling. I don't know with COVID, but yeah, because I'll be for the first year, I'll be in two different cities, and I don't even know what one of those are yet. So it feels like it's probably not a good idea. I
But
don't
like once
know.
you settle
Yeah,
down, maybe.
maybe. I'll be honest, I'm kind of bad with animals. Like I'm not. Gotten better, but I'm just not naturally great with them. Like I'm good with like, so like I have an aquarium I set up, but I didn't put fish in it because I was like, well, I'm gonna go home for the break for like a month, so that's kind of a pain. So maybe I'll set up the aquarium because they're easy
Or
and
plants, you
I
know,
like
you
them.
could be a plant person.
I could be a plant person. I do have one plant, and it's a bamboo plant, and she is a year and a half old, and she's still going. Her name is Sasha. And so that's my pet. And yeah, she struggles a bit in the winter, but she made it through last winter, so I think she'll make it through this winter, I hope. Yeah, I would love a pet, but the ideal situation is that my roommate has a pet, and I just pet it sometimes and they take care of it. So that's kind of like, that's kind of where I'm at.
No, that's good. I think we
Yeah.
work on you nurturing plants and then keeping them alive, and then we'll move to an aquarium and we'll work on the fish, and then once you get past the fish stage, then maybe we can start talking about four-legged
Yeah.
creatures.
You know, you've had this same strategy has already happened because, so I actually was a fish person as a child. I had two aquariums, and then I was bought a hamster. If you did you ever meet my hamster?
I think I met
Didn't
him, like,
you?
yes.
I think you did. Because I had him sophomore year in the apartment. And so that was to teach me. And you know what, Da Vinci was pretty awesome. Like that was a pretty sick hamster. So, like I have learned, but I also think I've learned how much work it would be just moving up. Like I don't know that many people. I don't know people to ask to watch my cat if I got a cat while I'm gone for the weekend yet. So it just doesn't feel responsible to get one just yet. So yeah, maybe I'll foster some cats. I have a little bit of experience with that now. My roommate's doing it. They're kind of fun.
Which roommate?
Both of my roommates are doing it. So it's mainly been Tulia with the last one because stuck around a little longer, so she's had to take him home with her. But yeah, it's actually kind of fun. And you
That's
like helping the cat.
always nice though when like your roommate has a pet and you're just like, oh, I get to like experience what it's like to have a pet without having the responsibilities of taking care of one.
Yes.
All right, final question for you. Okay, what is the difference between Bella as a freshman in college versus the person you are today?
That's interesting. Let's see. I think I was a freshman Bella was like kind of like I said earlier, like really hard on myself. But I was open-minded, like to trying new things. But I really was, you know, I really just was looking for that passion, and I really just thought I just wasn't happy until I had this vision fulfilled. That was just not realistic. And so yeah, but freshman Bella, I think freshman Bella was like pretty open. It was like I think she was a little nicer, to be honest. I think I was a little nicer freshman year.
Wait, what do you mean by
but
that?
I just think I was nicer to people freshman year. I think I just got a little bit meaner, but not even in a bad way. I think now I just call people out more. Like, you know,
You're like
and I
standing your
just,
ground.
yeah. I think I stand my ground a little bit more. I don't let people walk over me, and I don't. And I do what I want. I don't do something just because someone else, like, you know, I paved my own path now. So I'm definitely a little tougher in that way. Yeah, no, freshman year, yeah, I think I had a good attitude, you know, for the most part of like, okay, I'm gonna work hard and figure this out. But I just was a little too hard on myself. And then now I think I have a really, you know, I've just learned to buckle down and actually do the work. Like, you know, I've kind of learned that sometimes you're not gonna like what you're doing, but I just did it, you know. just like, okay, just gonna do this, and I'm gonna do it the best I can because I have the opportunity. So I think I've kind of gotten more focused, and I think I've also gone. I think now something I really pride myself on, something I like intentionally have worked on last year, is like being more appreciative. And so I think I'm a lot more appreciative now, which helps me be less hard on myself and like be happy with where I'm at now and not so focused on like where I want to be later. Like enjoy the process because life is the process, like, So, no, I think I'm proud of myself there, and I think I'm. It's funny, I've almost kind of restarted to like freshman year Bella in the way of like I don't have a complete direction right now because it's kind of like okay, restart, like you started college, get through it, and now it's like okay, I'm starting first job, so it's kind of like you can't go in with too many, I don't want to say expectations, but you can't plan it too much. You just it's too unexpected. You just kind of have to take things as they come a little bit. So I'm definitely more ready. I've definitely grown. Yeah, friendships have become more important to me for sure. I think I've learned how to be a better friend. And I've learned that, you go into college and you're like, okay, I got in, I'm really good at all these things. And then I've learned what I wasn't good at. And definitely, like, I think being a good friend is something that like I didn't realize I had to work on, like as much, like intentionally work on. And so I've definitely learned how to be a better friend. And I'm still working on that. So yeah, that's just like a little bit of where I've come, where I am now.
Yeah, no, I think that's awesome you said all of that. I mean, I feel like I'm pretty much the same exact way. You come into college and you're like, especially with friends, it's just how many people you can meet when you first come in. And like now it's more like, all right, I don't care how many people, how many friends I have. Like, I just want to make sure that I guess my inner circle of people I can really rely on and they know that I'm there for them and vice versa. And also, like, I don't even consider the like standing your own ground thing to be like a mean thing. I think it's actually really good that you've become like more, I guess, more sure of yourself. I feel like freshman year you might not have done that because you're worried about I don't want to upset the other person. But I think it's important that if someone like crosses that line with you, like you gotta say something about it. But yeah, I guess, that brings us to the end of our podcast.
We did it.
We did it.
I'm so honored.
Thanks for being on with me. It was like really nice 'cause I haven't really gotten the chance to like sit down with a lot of people this year, especially like with you. Like we're just doing a lot of different things, but when you reached out to me at the on the anniversary of our SEC winter formal last year, I was like, "Oh."
That was so cute. I
That
love
was so
it.
fun.
Yeah, that was fun. I love this idea, like to keep in touch with everyone too. I'm a been a Victor Zeng's friends newsletter
Bella was an OG.
participant from the beginning. So
Yeah, Bella was definitely an OG on that. I think when I first started it, I didn't have that many people, and I've slowly added people. I've, slowly taken people off of it too. But Bella's been on there for since volume number one.
Day one. You're number one fan, Victor.
Honestly though, like I'm just so excited to see like everything you do in the future too, 'cause like obviously I know you're like really ambitious and you like have a lot of goals you want to achieve, but now like you're kind of like leaving the nest of College Station, and like I know you're gonna do awesome stuff like wherever you go, whether it's like Chicago or wherever you end up next. Like I'm so excited to just follow you along.
Oh, thank you, Victor. I'm excited to see what happens next for you too. It's crazy.
You got a little while though. You got to wait till May, like summer 22.
That's okay. You don't know what's gonna happen this next year either.
Who
Who
knows?
knows?
My internship this upcoming summer though could potentially, I don't know how close Ohio is, but I know it's closer to like Chicago than Texas. So I could possibly
There we
be there.
go. Please. Oh my gosh, it'd be so fun. And they've got the airport is huge, so it's like easy to fly into from many places. I don't know anything about Ohio, but come visit. It'd be fun. Can go see the bean.
I don't think I've ever
Honestly,
seen the bean, actually.
It's like the only thing people know about Chicago. It's the only thing I knew before I visited for the first time. But no, we'll eat some pizza. We'll go get some famous Chicago dogs. It'll be great. I'll know my way, hopefully, a little bit by like a month in, so
You'll be moving in before July, though, right?
I have no idea. I don't know. I'm just waiting for them to tell me what to do.
That's
Yeah,
okay.
I don't
We'll
know.
figure it out when the time
Yeah,
comes.
yeah.
Alrighty, well, thank you everyone who's made it this far. We'll see you guys in our next one. Bye.